السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. Muslim countries under attack while their rulers call for surrender. Translated. The attacks by America and the Jewish entity on Muslim countries are recurring relentlessly, from Gaza to Lebanon to Iran to Yemen and beyond. However, what is truly astonishing is that the rulers of Muslims repeatedly call for peace, or rather, surrender. The Iranian president calls for an end to the state of neither peace nor war, while his country is subjected to attacks by America and the Jewish entity. The Lebanese president calls for prioritizing reason over force and declares his commitment to peace, while every day dozens are killed as a result of the Jewish entity's attacks, and buildings and infrastructure are destroyed in Lebanon. And the Turkish foreign minister stipulates that the Jewish entity must recognize a Palestinian state within the 1967 borders for this monstrous entity to join the Abraham Accords or any regional security platform. With the Jewish entity perpetrating killing and destruction in Gaza, Lebanon, Yemen, and Iran, not to mention the pressure exerted by mediating countries like Turkey, Qatar, and others on Iran to submit to America's humiliating conditions, and the Gulf states, Jordan and Iraq, granting America and the Jewish entity free rein over their lands, waters, and airspace, and hosting American bases from which they launch attacks against Muslims. And the best course of action is for those who remain neutral and call for the de-escalation as if the matter doesn't concern them at all. What is the matter with you, O Muslims? Are you not one ummah, distinct from all other people? Hasn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً
The believers are but brothers. Surah Hujurat, Ayah 10. Hasn't He, the Exalted, said,
وَإِنِ اسْتَنصَرُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ فَعَلَيْكُمُ النَّصْرُ
And if they seek your help in deen, then you must help them. Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 72. Did not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say,
فَمَنِ اعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَاعْتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ بِمِثْلِ مَا اعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ
So whoever transgresses against you, then transgress against him in the same way he transgressed against you. Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 194. Did not the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say,
المسلمون أمة واحدة من دون الناس سلمهم واحدة وحربهم واحدة
The Muslims are one ummah, distinct from other people. Their peace is one and their war is one. We have addressed you repeatedly and we continue to address you and we will not tire of addressing you so that you may put your finger on the bleeding wound inflicted upon you by your cowardly rulers. Indeed, those who are complicit and conspire against you with the disbelieving colonialists. They are the ones who have perpetuated the fragmentation of our lands, enabled the disbelieving colonialists to seize them, remained silent about the establishment of the Jewish entity in the blessed land of Palestine, and remained silent about its crimes against Muslims in Palestine, Gaza, and Lebanon. They opened military bases, seized, and airspace to America, so that its arrogant president and the prime minister of the monstrous Jewish entity could boast of their power and arrogance, roaming freely and doing as they please in our lands. We have addressed the Muslims and those among them with military power, and we will continue to address them until they restore order in our lands. This can only be achieved by removing these corrupt rulers who call for peace with those who attack you, then unifying the Muslim lands and their armies, and ruling by all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. This will be accomplished by pledging a bay'ah of allegiance to a Khalifa Rashid, rightly guided caliph. So hasten to strive with and grant military support, nusra, to Hizb al-Tahrir to establish the second Khilafa Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of the prophethood. This is the promise of your Lord, the Exalted, and the glad tidings of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In it lies your victory and honor in this world, your triumph in the hereafter, and the greatest reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.